I'm William Crooks, and this is CGMQ 88.9 FM. Concerns have been raised in Ayers Cliff after sandy, salty snow was pushed towards the lake during a recent road clearing, prompting questions about environmental impact and responsibility. I spoke with Ayers Cliff Mayor Alec Van Zijden about what the municipality can and can't do, and about the broader pressures facing small-town councils. This report was produced with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative. Here's our conversation. Mayor Van Zijden, there have been complaints on social media and your last council meeting about salty, sandy snow being pushed towards the lake on Route 141 on the way to Magog. What are your thoughts?
Oh, it just blows my mind. Absolutely blows my mind. I mean, the standards that we're held to, and then the MTQ comes up and flaunts us in our face. Now, I'll tell you, the town has written a letter of complaint to the MTQ waiting for an answer. There's nothing more we can do, right? That's outside of our jurisdiction. And, you know, I don't know who the contractor was. There is. I'm sure they meant well. We have phenomenal roads. They keep them remarkably well plowed, and we appreciate that. But kind of in your face way, I've never seen this. Normally, they're very careful. You know how they do their work around the lake. Just seems to be like I don't know what happened. Bad hair day, no clue. And it's outside of our jurisdiction, like I said. So, but what frustrates me is, you know, if a citizen did that, even a hundredth of that, if a citizen did that, we would be expected as a municipality to deal with that citizen. And if we didn't, I suspect the MRC wouldn't. If the MRC didn't, well, then the government would, right? It's top-down management, and then they do what they want. No, something's wrong there. And I don't know all the reasons behind it. Who knows? But usually they're careful, and we know that some of it's going to go into the lake, right, as they plow. But not this. This is just absolutely insane. And our hands are tied. It came up not the budget meeting, but the public meeting last night. It came up. Yeah, well, we sent a letter. What more can we do? We're waiting to hear. Social media scares me because somebody can take off on a tangent, but rightfully so. I mean, the pictures are horrendous. I was going to say, you know, we appreciate what they're doing, but it's just, I think what stuck in my craw, and especially the public meeting when I was asked about it, is if one of our citizens, you know, heaven forbid they mow the lawn and get a piece of grass in the water, you know, out by the lake, you know. Can you imagine what would happen? And this, like, come on. C'est le gros bon sens. It's just, there was none.
I'll have to speak with the MTQ about this.
Yeah, well, like I say, our DG wrote them. We're waiting to hear. But, yeah, it's stuff happens, but it's the injustice of it, you know. Again, and that's my sticking point. If a citizen did a hundredth of that, we'd be expected to deal with it. Well, so how are they going to deal with it? And at the same time, we want our roads clear, and we appreciate the level of the quality of road clearing they do. But I've never seen this.
If a regular citizen did something like this, what would you do?
We'd have to refer to our bylaws and see what the transgression was and go with it from there. But I think our citizens have been sufficiently made aware of what can and can't happen on riversides, on the lakesides, on lakefronts. And I go back to blade of grass, which is kind of stupid, but, you know, you're not allowed anywhere near there. You're not allowed to have any effluent go to the lake, and that we can do this. Like, I don't know, we'd have to deal with it, but I would be surprised if we'd have to deal with it, because I don't think any citizen is that stupid.
It could be just some kind of oversight or something, right?
The MTQ, they have it, but they have contractors, so maybe there's a subcontractor, who knows, new person on the job. I have no clue. But somewhere, somebody's got to tell them, oh, wait a minute, boy, like back that pony way up, you know? Like you couldn't write this stuff, you know? You couldn't write the stuff what's going on south of the border, and on our end, we got nonsense like this. You couldn't write this stuff. Nobody would believe it.
Since I have you on the phone, what else happened last night at the meeting?
The lady that does our community center there with kids, after school programs, we're going to be bringing her on, doing more work for us. I can't speak intelligent, William. I've got to get the details because we have one of our inspectors that isn't coming back. Yeah, she's going to get more hours, and we're going to do more. We made a call to the public for those who are not. We don't want to do Phelps Helps, but we do have hours at the center there where, you know, retired teachers or seniors in the community can come and help our kids doing their homework, some of that kind of thing. So that's wonderful. We're looking forward to that. And people have volunteered for that already, and there'll be more. I think one of the big things would be noted is that around our table, you know, the six counselors and the mayor, you know, we're all very, I don't want to say headstrong, but we all have very fixed ideas, you know. And I think people are seeing that, and we're seeing it around the table, and it's marvelous because we can challenge each other. And that was brought out at the public meeting yesterday. We can challenge each other respectfully and move forward. And so nothing's just kind of, what's the word, rubber stamped. Things are challenged, things are defended, and they move forward. So I think people are appreciating that, they're having their confidence. I think there's a level of ease at the meetings that we haven't seen for a long time. It really is, to me, a night and day difference. And there could be all kinds of reasons for that. So, you know, whatever. But I'll just attribute it to the people around the table and our administration. Just working hand in hand, you know. And without that, it becomes a nightmare. Like you saw that Amaris just resigned in Saint-Félicité, André Gagnon. He resigned the 10th of January.
The mayor then told me he sent a letter to his council about the issue.
But that was sent last night. That was big. We are doing a Lac à l'Épaule. I keep calling it Meats Lake, but a Lac à l'Épaule in March. Now, when I married before, I did some smaller in-house Lac à l'Épaule, you know, for the day. This one, we're going off-site, and we're having, what's the firm, NISCA, I think it is, that are going to, what's that called? Not individual aid, but drive the program. Facilitate, there we go. Facilitate the program. Because, like I said, we're all fairly, what do you want to say, alpha characters around the table.
Okay.
And there's some huge dossiers coming up compared to when I was mayor before. I mean, there were important dossiers, but more so now the government is dumping down the MRCs. MRCs are dumping down to us. And we're having to pick up the ball. There's some huge files that are coming down the pike here. We need to know which ones are going to address, how we're going to address them, because we can't handle them all, right? So we need to come to terms with that for the next 4 years. And so I'm taking council away with my DG, and we're going to kick the life out of this thing. We have our strategic development plan, and we're going to bring them all together. And, it'll help point our way forward.
That was Ayerscliff Mayor Alec Van Zuyden responding to concerns about snow removal near the lake and reflecting on council dynamics and the challenges facing small municipalities. I'm William Crooks, and this is CJMQ 88.9 FM. This segment was produced with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative.